You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. It is that time. We're ready for a live performance. In the studio, we have Ray Kahn and Detroit Trouble. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Hey, hey, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going, folks?
We doing good.
You ready to do some jamming?
You bet.
All right, let's get started. What do you have for us first?
First up, we got an instrumental that we wrote ourselves called Funky Flop House.
We'll be right back.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. That was almost good. Seriously, though, that's a great tune. Funky Flophouse, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's from my rougher times in life.
Hey.
Coming out, you know. You got to vent it somehow, you know.
Sometimes the best things come out of bad things. You never know. Yeah, I could say the same thing for my children. Well, that's another story.
Big dummy.
All right. Well, it's good to have you back, Ray.
Oh, hey, man. Yeah. Been one crazy year.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You've been
right
through a lot. I know.
Oh, yeah.
But you pulled through it, and one of the great things I like about life is if you don't have anything else, you have music, and somehow that's always got me through. I don't know about you.
Oh, music is everything. Everything to me, you know. If I ever had a problem in life, it never told me it didn't like me no more, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because the blues is always there for you, especially.
Yep.
That's why I play it.
It's always there for you when you need it. It never turns you down. But try to explain that to outsiders, and they just don't get it, do they?
No, it's something that you're either going to grasp eventually, or you know, you're just going to move on and you know, hopefully figure it out.
If you're lucky, right?
Exactly.
Okay, as usual, why don't we go around the room, introduce yourselves, who you are, what you play, all that good stuff.
All right, well, I guess I'll go first. My name's Ray Kahn. I've been cruising around the Detroit music scene for about almost 7 years now, and professionally I've been, you know, rolling with my band Detroit Trouble for about 6-7 years now, and we our main goal here with Detroit Trouble is to keep the blues alive and, you know, make sure that those are that are, you know, have been forgotten, you know, that they are not forgotten, you know, because there's a whole lot of music, you know, that does go on nowadays. And a lot of people don't know where it comes from, you know, whether it's pop or whatever, you know. But, you know, it's not like I don't like pop, because I like some pop music.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not biased or whatever on any of it. But, you know, it's the main goal is a lot of it's been, you know, the old blues has been forgotten, you know, to me, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like you walk down the street, you know, ain't nobody going to know who Howlin' Wolf is if you were to ask them that.
Right. You have to school them in that category.
Right. Because in my darkest moments, blues, real traditional down-home country picking blues was the thing that got me through every bit of trouble I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool.
But that's me and, you know, kind of the general sum of the band. I got my right-hand man over here, Mr. Rodney Bice, on the drums.
Yep, that's me.
All right. How long have you been playing the drums, Rodney?
Well, I was in a band for 10 years, you know, a rock band. And we started when we were 7 and, you know, I fell in love with music when I was about 5, listening to a VHS tape of Stevie Ray Vaughan. And, you know, so my roots are definitely bluesy. And, you know, I looked into the guys that he was inspired by and, you know, kind of branched from there. And, you know, fell in love with music, played for 10 years, took a, you know, a couple year break and met Ray. And I've been playing with him for a year now, and I'm only 21, so it's been a hell of a journey so far, just ready for what comes next and, you know, trying to get our music that, you know, we're inspired to write and, you know, our own taste of everything and who we are, just trying to tell our story and get us out there.
Okay. All right, next.
Over here we got Mr. Big Ben on the bass. The Fender bass, that is.
That's right. My name is Ben Linares. I've been playing bass for about 2 years now, and basically music is all I've been doing ever since I picked it up. I started on my 15th birthday, so ever since then, it's just been nonstop, you know, playing music, trying to better myself at the instrument, and, you know, I want it to take me somewhere in life. What I've been doing, I feel very proud of, and I just want to keep doing it and hope it gets me somewhere. I've pretty much figured out what I want to do with my life at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish you the best. I wish all three of you the best.
Thank you.
you know, you just have to pursue your dreams. You keep doing it until you're too old to do it, which is, I don't know, that's when they close the casket, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Too old.
Well, you know, my theory on it is it's do or die time, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't care what I have to do this, mm-hmm. you know, because I've already ate plenty of dirt, you know, along the way. It's not like I can't eat some more, you know.
That's true.
But I made it through a lot, and I'm taking these boys that I got with me, so.
Okay.
We're bringing this to America, you know.
And the only thing is you need a permission slip when you take Ben places right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he's actually my first go-to for a sub.
Okay.
My regular guy, Harry Barton, he's the guy that, he's credited with writing a lot of the original material with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and unfortunately, he couldn't make it today, so we have Mr. Ben Linares on bass.
Yep.
Hey, well, we're glad to have you, Ben.
Thank you.
Excellent
glad
job
to be
he
here.
Does.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's always good to have fallbacks, too. You know that. You can tell Ray's been around more than a couple of days. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
All right, we've been cruising around the scene for a good 6-7 years now, and mm-hmm. One of my favorite songs of all time to play is Voodoo Child, but we finally have our own version.
Ah.
So
this should be interesting.
Here it is.
was born, yeah. Swear the moon turned to fire red, yeah. You know, mountain lions found me, hey. Swear they found me dead. Sweet time, honey. You read me the rest of my day now. Didn't mean to tell you about that sweet time, honey. You read me the rest of my day now. Hey! You know I don't need no more in this world. Don't be late now. Don't be late. Cause I'm a voodoo child, voodoo child. Lord knows I'm a voodoo child, baby.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Ray Khan and Detroit Trouble, live for your listening pleasure with the Jimi Hendrix tune, Voodoo Child. A classic if there ever was one.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing out there today? It's good to have all them listeners out there.
And it's a perfect day to be driving down the road right now.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot better than it was, that's for sure. Anyway, you got a show coming up like after you leave here, don't you?
Yeah, I got a little acoustic bit I'm doing with Rodney at Mitchell's Cafe in Redford, mm-hmm. over on 5 and Beach, right across the street from CRB Studios, which we also are on from time to time.
Okay. So I'm curious, how does that translate, trying to do acoustic versions of what you've done? Now, when you say acoustic, you're still playing your guitar, right?
Of course. Yeah, I just play an acoustic, and we just do it a little more stripped down is all.
Mm-hmm. Drum part is way weird for me. So I tried the bongos thing. I wasn't a big fan. And then, our regular bassist, Harry, ended up having a cajon, and I had no idea what that was until a couple months ago. And then, once I realized what it was, now I have one, and I'm using it all the time. So it's definitely different. It's a weird transition, but it's cool.
Okay. Well, describe that for our audience. What is one of those?
So it's basically a box, just a box of wood with a hole in the back, and you just hit the front of it. You sit on it and hit, the part that you're sitting on pretty much. Mm-hmm. And it has like a deep tone, and you can get ones, with little bells on them that vibrate and kind of sound like a tambourine and give it that little snare effect to it. And, mm-hmm. They make a bunch of them that have levers and stuff like that too. So,
okay. Now when you beat it, is with regular drumsticks or?
I use my hand. I know I've seen videos of people using like special sticks for it or, mm-hmm. Certain like wood sticks that'll give it a certain pop, but I just like using my hands. I guess I'm a little old fashioned that way.
Okay. All right, but it took a while to get used to.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, keeps you on your toes, right?
That's right.
Okay. So that's going to be happening, it starts at about 7?
The band starts at 7. You can catch me around like 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. And then do you have another show coming up?
Yeah, on Saturday we have a show at our little homestead, we like to call it, called Conrad's Round 2 in Wyandotte, mm-hmm. down on Fort Street.
Okay.
And that's every first Saturday of the month, and that's been a happening spot since we started.
Okay.
And we love it, man. A lot of people come in and sip on a beer, shot, whatever.
Okay.
And enjoy the music.
So it's specifically you that plays every month?
Just every first Saturday.
There's
other bands rotation, But
okay.
No, we get the first Saturday of every month.
Yeah.
Oh, so it happens every Saturday, but yours is the first one?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, I got it now.
Yeah, and he has a multitude of things going on, Spider Bob does.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, like acoustic guys, he's got top 40 bands, and then, he got us every first Saturday, so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we'll be there this Saturday from 9:30 to 2, no cover,
okay.
Nice cheap drinks. Pretty waitresses.
Okay, so that's in Wyandotte. Do you know the crossroads?
Where North Line, it's on 4th Street next to the CVS, which is on the southeast corner of Fort and North Line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I
right
know
before you
going.
Hit the water.
Gotcha.
Just about, anyway.
Okay.
A couple miles.
Okay. All right, so that's a couple things to look forward to tonight and Saturday. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's keep it going.
All right. This is a little thing by Mr. Lance Lopez called Romeo. Thank you.
time you cry. You better assess your situation. No. 'Cause they don't mess around out here. And I got one thing to tell you, Romeo. You better learn how to live down here, baby. Telling all your lies, honey. When I see the fear all up in your eyes, you better assess your own situation, baby. 'Cause they don't mess around down here. And I got one thing to tell you, Romeo. You better.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Raycon and Detroit Trouble for your listening pleasure. All right. So, any plans anytime in the future? come out with any physical releases at all, or?
You know, we do have a EPK that's available for booking if you're interested in booking the band. But the main thing we've been focusing on is writing new originals and, you know, getting ready to set up some more studio time to finish the first album, as well as we have a 2-week tour through the southern part of the states coming this January you can look out for.
Okay.
And it's in the process of being booked currently. We're super excited about, you know, finally getting out on the road, you know, full time, you know, to support this first album, you know. Been a big dream of mine since I could walk, you know.
That was 5 years ago, so.
Yeah. You know. Maybe I was just too drunk that one time. I mean, everybody think, you know.
Oh, man. So what states are you going to be hitting, you know? Or is it still, like, in the air?
Well, so far, it's still kind of up in the air. But, you know, we've got at least 5 dates in Texas, you know, planned out.
Okay. I'm sure they're going to love your stuff there.
Right. Well, we hope they do. I mean, it's kind of the style we more fit with, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, hey, we like to represent the D, you know.
Oh, and, yeah.
That's where I come from, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah. You got anything you want to add in there, Rodney?
Yeah, actually, we're, as far as timeline for physical release, you know, we were looking to get in the studio, you know, sometime early November and start getting that, the 6-song EP ready, you know, for sale and everything. And that'll be a good taste of what, you know, kind of variety we're going to have that we've been writing and what we've been up to. And, I think it'll be good. I'm really liking everything we've coming up with so far and look forward to getting it out there.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best on that. So hopefully sometime next year then, huh?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. In the meantime, is there a way anybody can listen to your music online, though?
Absolutely. If you go to Facebook and or YouTube, you can find us on there. Just type in Detroit Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And there you will find latest we've added is, I believe, 7 videos from Pontiac Power Week.
Okay.
Which is at, like, the top of the Dream Cruise, and this was our second year doing that.
Okay.
And we have a blast every time so far. Met a guy named Larry Lee down there.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been around a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was really kind of macking on Rodney over here. He kept calling me, he's like, is that pocket drummer?
He's got a stupid pocket.
Yeah, that was a stupid pocket.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, it's glad to see that somebody else can give you guys, you know what, when I'm not around, you know?
Right.
I can't do it all by myself.
Yeah, I kind of just struck up a little friendship, I believe, with who I now consider my biggest influence since I started playing guitar, would be Mr. Lance Lopez from Dallas.
Okay, I was wondering about that. So that was a track by him that you just played?
Yeah. Best I could do, yeah.
Okay.
I'm definitely not as good as he is, but, you know, he's a huge, I mean, a horrendous, like as big as Jimi Hendrix kind of influence on me.
On you, yeah.
Yeah, and he just has a voice that is just unsurpassed, you know, and I wish I could like touch at least half of what he is, you know. He's an incredible guy, super nice. Liza Neal's, in fact, introduced me to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he like in town around here?
Yeah, I seen him up at the Wildwood Amphitheater in Lake Orion.
And, oh, okay.
I took one of my buddies, Nick, with me, and my mom came, too, and we all got to meet him, hang out with him for a minute. You know, I got to do main talking with him or whatever, and, man, I can't put it into words how nice of a guy he is, you know, and I know I've read a lot about him. I've done a lot of research on him, and, man, he's been through a lot of stuff like I have, you know. We kind of touched a little bit of base on that, you know.
You're right.
And he seemed like he had a little respect for me right off the bat, and but yeah, super cool guy.
Okay, well maybe
can't put it into words.
Maybe one of these days you can jam there together. Huh?
I'd hope so.
Yeah, well, maybe when you do that tour, who knows?
You never know.
All right, let's do another one.
All right, well this is I believe a Roy Brown original. But I know Roy Brown is where I got it from, through Lance, actually. a little tune called Cadillac Baby. Yeah, but this is my play on it.
Okay.
But with all due respect.
You know I'm a woman who loves to ride. Tell like now, baby. You know just get down all night long. My Cadillac, baby. You know my baby sure not like to get down. She pops in the spot now. You know to turn on my radio. She pops in the spot now. You know to turn on my radio. You know what that means, baby. My Cadillac, baby.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Raycon and Detroit Trouble.
What's happening, y'all?
All right. We're having a good time here. Hopefully you out there in listener land are as well. It's a beautiful day. Hopefully you got the top down and you got the volume cranked up.
And Detroit Trouble up on your radio.
And you're going fast, but not too fast, you know.
Right.
You got to be civil around here.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So you're getting a little bit better now, you know?
Yeah, you know, somebody was just telling me that the other day, brother.
You know, yeah, one of these days, man. You know, it's like, I don't suck anymore, you know? It's this thing that Ray and I have going. We had it ever since the first time he played here. What does this make? I think number... Five or six now. Yeah.
I forget.
Since you first came on for
yeah.
my listening pleasure, yeah.
Been about, what, like 3 years now?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a hell, heck of a time.
Yeah, we've both been through a lot in that time, that's for sure. So.
Oh, yeah.
But music keeps us going.
You got that right.
All right. Let's keep it going, speaking of. What do you got for us now, sir?
All right, we're going to do our rendition of a Howlin' Wolf tune called Howlin' for My Darling.
Raycon and Detroit Trouble. Alrighty. So I know you like to pronounce it Detroit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's like a camp on both sides when it comes to that, you know?
That's the southern draw on me.
Yeah, no, I'm not complaining. I'm not putting you down or anything, but
oh, yeah.
There's a thing like with people that actually were born and raised in the actual city that say it's not Detroit, it's Detroit.
Right, right.
That's the side I'm on.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't born and raised in the city, but I sure enough lived in the city with a buddy of mine. So
okay.
I got my fair share.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I spent my first few years in Highland Park and then moved to Detroit and moved up in the world to 7 Mile and John R.
Oh, yeah, nice area. I got lost at 7 and Van Dyke once, man. It was pretty scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a few friends that didn't make it out alive, actually, but that's another story. Anyway, enough of that. So
we got
time for at least two more. Yeah, you got till 6 o'clock, a couple minutes after school.
Okay, all right. Well, we like to do a standard, but it's got to be like my most in the last recent, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, probably my most favorite song to play.
Okay.
And I think y'all will know it when you hear it. A room is spread round that Texas town, baby, about that shag outside the Grange. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know you want to go, baby, to that home out on the range. You got a lot of nice girls out. Hammers it out. How, 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 how. How, how, how. Feel it every night. Hold it every night. You got to have 10 make it drill. Everything's right. It's every night. But you know I might be mistaken. We'll be right back.
Raycon and Detroit Trouble. And who was that again?
Oh, man. Come on now. I guess for those of you who don't know, I don't know. LaGrange by ZZ Top.
Texas. One way or another, you're still in Tejas.
That's right. That's a great album by ZZ Top.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
1975, I believe.
Yeah.
Or was that Fandango? I forget.
73,
75, somewhere in there.
75, I believe, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, maybe it was 76, I don't know. Whatever.
That was way before your time, so that's, you know.
Well, you know, you got to research stuff.
Yeah, this is true.
If you're going to play that kind of music, you got to know where it's coming from.
Did you ever spend a major time in Texas?
No, I, you know, really not, you know. Been, you know, wanting to get back, you know. But, you know, unfortunately, it's the way I grew up, you know. I'm not saying it was a bad way I grew up, but, you know, we just didn't have money to go anywhere. And,
you know. Oh, no, no. I was just curious. You know.
Well, my step-uncle lives there. He's actually a multimillionaire, I guess.
Well, if you need, you know, money for that upcoming release, hit him up then.
I would, you know, but he don't even know me. I've only talked to him once in my whole life, so.
Send him some groupies. He'll be all yours, you know.
Yeah, I guess a 78-year-old dude get down on some groupies. I guess I would, you know.
Hey, I'm sure even 50-year-old groupies would make him happy. But, yeah, I know I probably asked that quite a long time ago, but let's visit it again real quickly.
Yeah.
How did you discover specifically Texas blues?
Well, I had been through Stevie Ray, and oddly enough, Rodney had the same VHS tape that I had of Stevie Ray playing, and that was like a revelation to a five-year-old, you know, me.
Is that something that your dad showed to you, or?
He wasn't really too big of a fan of blues. He respected it, but it wasn't his cup of tea.
So how did you get a hold of that VHS then?
Well, I seen the original airing in 96, 97 when I was like five, and I was just strolling through the living room, whatever kids do when they're five, other than getting yelled at. And, and I just, he was flipping through TV channels and he landed on PBS and must have wanted a cigarette or something. So he put the remote down for a minute, did whatever he had to do. And in that short amount of time, I stopped dead in my tracks and I seen, you know, this smooth looking character on my TV just playing. I mean, not playing the guitar, I mean making love to that thing.
Yeah.
Just nobody could play a guitar like that guy. I don't care who you are. I mean, he just put everything he had into it, you know. And that's the drive that I strive for every day as a human being, you know.
Yeah. He's sadly missed.
Oh yeah.
It's too bad.
Yeah, we just lost, you know, we just had the anniversary of his law losing him, you know.
The loss, yes.
Yeah.
All right, I think we better get going because we're going to squeeze one more in.
Yeah, yeah. So this is an original. This is actually going to be the title track to our first album called High Noon.
All right. Thanks again, gentlemen.
Yep. Through the dark of night, baby, she was looking
to find a saint. Have mercy now, Lord, Miss Percy. I don't wanna, baby, I don't wanna hurt you. Just give me that chance, honey. Lord, you know I get so in love. Makes it my new romance. Oh, you know I can show enough. Thinking about a new romance.